Did Solomon use demons to build the temple? Now, the idea that Solomon used demons in the building of the temple comes from the writings that is called the Testament of Solomon, which is part of the writings that are referred to as the pseudepigrapha. Now, pseudepigrapha literally means false subscriptions. This means that the writings were falsely attributed to well-known writers in order to gain acceptance. Although the Testament of Solomon is attributed to Solomon, it is commonly accepted that it dates back to the 3rd century, when Solomon actually lived around 1000 BC. It's widely accepted that these books were not included in the canon, and it's also acknowledged most of them are considered historically inaccurate. Now, some are considered to contain some beneficial historical information, but it's clear that they are not God-inspired. Of course, when writings are inspired of the Lord, they will be absolutely accurate and true and will not claim a false authorship. It's so important that we read the Bible and not false writings. I'm amazed how that some people will disregard the truth of the Scriptures, but get so taken up with books that are so often discredited, as the writings of the pseudepigrapha are. Now, even the Apostle Paul had to address the fact that letters were being circulated that falsely bore his name. We read in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 2, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, whether by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Some had written letters that said that the Lord had already returned for his church, troubling the people of God. They used Paul's name so that their teachings would be readily accepted. Paul would tell the believers that if a letter was from him, he would sign it himself, as we read in 2 Thessalonians 3:17, "The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write." It's really an obscene thought that the Lord would allow demons to be used to build his holy temple. Let's read the words of Solomon about his building this temple for the Lord. 1 Kings 8:20 through 24 says, "And the Lord hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel, and I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day." It is true that Solomon fell into idolatry in his later years, yet the Lord condemned and punished Solomon for this. Let's read 1 Kings 11:9 through 13. "And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. For he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, Forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I'll do it not for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Solomon's sake, which I have chosen." We all need to be so careful about accepting writings that can be so easily disproved and contain so many errors. The word of the Lord proves itself to be perfect, accurate, and filled with the knowledge of God. Let's all keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus in John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures."